The Business News Hour is supported by the Certified Public Accountants at Shaw & Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawAndDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Before we close out this special edition of the Business News Hour, we thought we'd give each one of the candidates that are with us today, Louisa Dykstra and Rob Barron, an opportunity to close out the program and tell us why voters should consider you on the ballot on Tuesday. Louisa?
Yes. First of all, thanks, Michael, for having this opportunity. I think schools and business are so tied together that it's very much an apropos conversation. And that is the reason I'm running, because I can speak the language of education and the language of business. I enjoy being in both worlds, and our community is going to be much, much stronger if those two worlds are much, much more connected.
Thank you. Rob?
Well, I also thankful for the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners today. I tell people I've gotten great efficacy out of my board service. I think that we've done good things on behalf of kids and families in this district. But every single accomplishment that we have, there's still more work left to do. Record high graduation rate is a good thing, but we still lose almost 20% of our kids. Or don't lose them, but they don't graduate in 4 years. They might take five or six. And so, you know, on and on down the line, there's more work to do, and I think I can do it. But most importantly, I hope, you know, folks vote on Tuesday. There's school board elections in every district on this day. And a lot of the issues you heard about today, travel, they're not just limited to Des Moines.
They aren't just limited to Des Moines. And a reminder for those of you in the suburbs that surround Des Moines proper that those elections are going on. Is there a move, by the way, is there a move to transition this election back into the fall?
Yes, this will be the last time that school board is its own separate election. So 2 years from now in 2019, school board and city council will be both at the same time.
There you go. All right. Thank you. Louisa Dykstra and Rob Barron, thank you both for coming in and doing this. I think this is valuable information for our listeners. Thanks so much. All right. We've got to clear on out of here. It's nigh on to 6 o'clock. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the Business News Hour. All of this, by the way, will be up on our podcast a little bit later on. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Thursday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.